Welcome to Lockdown Trivia, the Unlock Your Brain podcast quiz show. My name is Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host as we choose four expert categories of our players and explore them together as we try to unlock this trivia game one key at a time. This episode features Sarah Calori from Redlands, California. Her expert categories are physics, 90s Nickelodeon, cult movies, and musicals geography. Sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia following the link in the description of each and every episode. You can play by yourself or bring a friend for a competitive or cooperative game. Now let's get started. Sarah, I'm so glad you're here. I think this is going to be a favorite episode of many folks. You are almost at the end of season two, so it's wrapping up and things are getting heated. Where do you want to start your lockdown trivia game?
Oh, this is terrifying. I guess I just have to open it up with physics names because of
it
physics.
It is your job.
Yeah.
All right. Your unlocked physics clue is this. The answer to this clue is both correct and incorrect until it is observed by a cool cat like you, because quantum mechanics can be a real pain in the ass.
That's great. I'm guessing you're going for Schrodinger in this one.
I am going for Schrodinger in this one. I just need the name of the person lending their name to the whatever, and Schrodinger is correct here. After all this time, Sarah, you have a key.
Let's go keep going with physics names. See how one key feels.
All right, here's your next clue. In a viral surprise audition on Britain's Got Talent, we learn that the pressure and volume of a gas have an inverse relationship.
Oh my God, that is such a good clue. I was like, where is this going? I was like, is William Hung a physicist? This is so good. This has to be Boyle's Law.
It is Boyle's Law,
oh,
yes.
Oh, that was really good.
Thank you. I think you're going to like this game then, because there's a lot of good ones like
that's,
that.
That's also, if you ask for the whole Susan Boyle's Law, that would be an exceptional before and after.
It's funny you say that, because every time I wrote this, all these clues, I was like, man, these are all before and afters. I really should put these in my pocket. Two keys in your pocket.
Okay, let's keep going. I felt pretty good on those two. Let's keep going for physics names.
All right, your next physics clue is this. Suck it in if you're Ren 10-10 or Anne Boleyn, because the force needed to extend or compress a spring by some distance scales linearly with respect to that distance.
Oh my God, this is so good. Your clues are so good. I was like, what the hell does Blues Traveler have to do with? It's Hooke's Law, so we're looking for Hooke. I don't know his first name, though.
Yeah, Hooke is correct. It's probably Antoine.
And the hook does bring you back because it's a restorative force. Oh my God. I'm going to tell that to students and they're not going to have any clue who Blues Traveler is because I'm an old now.
If you are spreading my podcast to your students, I consider that a victory. But Hooke is correct. Spelled differently, albeit.
Yes, it's got an E at the end.
Yes, but anyway, Hooke is correct and you have three keys, Sarah.
All right. I'm finding this delightful. Let's do another one. Let's do physics names for three.
It only gets worse from here.
I know.
Your three key clue is this. New York's hottest club is lockdown. It describes the intensity of the thermal radiation emitted by matter in terms of that matter's temperature.
Oh God. Okay, you're looking for the person, right? How many times have I derived this in my class? It's black body radiation. It's the curve that is exponential growth and then t to the fourth after, or vice versa.
Everybody listening's eyes just glazed over.
I've literally derived this, and we do this in my class. Shit, who does black body? Stefan Boltzmann.
Stefan is what I was looking for, yes. Stefan on Saturday Night Live.
Like, I immediately go to New York's hottest club is Wesh.
Yeah, that is correct. Stefan is what I was looking for. Boltzmann, the last name for those keeping track at home. And Sarah is not embarrassing herself. She has a degree and multiple degrees, actually. Where do you want to go next with your four keys?
No, I don't want to lose them yet. That one was good, but I feel like Let's unlock cult movies.
Ooh, chaos has ensued in this game. We're going.
I'm not going to do Jay's strategy, but I don't understand strategy sometimes.
All right, your unlocked cult movies clue. I'm just going to summarize a movie. You tell me what movie I'm talking about. A bumbling heavy metal band tours America, facing dwindling audiences, comical mishaps, and amplifier settings that literally go to 11.
This is embarrassing to say, but I've never seen this, and I really need to. Actually, I think we put it on in my friend's basement in high school and like made out with our respective boyfriends. But I believe this is Spinal Tap.
This is Spinal Tap. That is correct. Yes. And I will refrain from the comment on the making out to Spinal Tap.
I think that's the only time I've had it played for me.
You officially have as many keys as you could possibly need to go anywhere on the board.
Okay.
What do you want to do with them?
Let's go with cult movies for one key again.
All right. The one key clue in cult movies is this. A troubled teenager narrowly survives a freak accident and begins having visions of a mysterious figure in a rabbit suit.
Oh, God. You're asking me stuff I've watched with ex-boyfriends, apparently.
Ouch.
This is a different ex-boyfriend that introduced me to this. This is Jersey John. This is Donnie Darko.
Let's see how many boyfriends we get to in this category here, Sarah. Donnie Darko is correct. And we have so far explored our easier questions in our categories. And still with enough keys to go anywhere, what will you do with them?
Oh, sure. Okay, I got to figure out strategy because I realize it's one of these if you fuck up and you lose keys on like a lower one, you can't get to the big ones later. But if I lose keys on a big one, it's easier to get to the lower ones. Let's go back to physics names for four keys.
We're going to run it back and see if we can get a perfect category in physics. Your four key hypothetically hardest clue is this. A French pescatarian would eat the animal that is a discrete probability distribution that expresses the probability of a given number of events occurring in a fixed interval of time.
Oh, a fixed interval of time. Okay, so I'm thinking you're going with Gauss, like a Gaussian distribution, but it also could be a Poisson. And if you're going with French fish, it's a Poisson, which are technically kind of similar, but in different ways. But you're looking for a Poisson for Poisson distribution.
Yeah, Poisson is French for fish. That is correct.
So the last two questions, my two favorite classes I've taught have been thermal and statistical physics, and I teach our labs, which has all the error analysis and statistical analysis.
Well, everybody listening was just thrilled that you got those and had no clue what you were talking about. Except for Jay. Jay was like, hell yeah, Sarah. And you have perfected your physics names category. And now, the world your oyster, or your Poisson, I guess, as the case might be.
Okay, I get it now. Don't use the unlock. Don't go for unlocked, because that way, if I need to get back in, I get it now. I'm understanding this. It's one of these when you listen, I'm like, I don't really know how this works.
It's easier to see it in front of you, I think.
Let's do cult movies for two.
Cult movies for two keys. Your clue is this. In a dystopian Britain, a violent delinquent undergoes an experimental treatment meant to cure his criminal tendencies.
Oh, this is A Clockwork Orange. I read this. Orange. I don't want to be from California. Clockwork Orange.
It is A Clockwork Orange. That is correct. I have a feeling it's going to get harder from there in this category. You haven't missed one yet, Sarah.
Okay. Let's keep going. Cult movies for three.
All right. Your next cult movie clue. Wooden acting, bizarre dialogue, and an inexplicable plot turn makes this film about betrayal and love unintentionally hilarious.
Oh my God, is this The Room?
It is The Room.
Oh, I saw the live version where you throw the spoons at everyone.
It's a bit like Rocky Horror in that people do the stuff when they see it, yes.
Less singing and nudity.
Spoiler alert, the four key question is not Rocky Horror. Where to, Sarah?
All right, if I have all these keys, I'd rather lose them on a four-key question than build back up. So let's finish out cult movies.
Seeing if we can go two for two on categories, your hypothetically hardest cult movies clue is this. A man with a bizarre hairstyle lives in a bleak industrial wasteland where he struggles with fatherhood after the birth of his deformed child.
Okay, I have never seen this, but I've read the synopsis a bunch of times. I think this is Eraserhead.
It is Eraserhead. Well done.
I don't have a lot of time for movie watching, so I read a lot of synopsises when I find movies interesting. So I have like little snippets of Wikipedia synopsises up there.
Well, that makes me wonder, how come you put cult movies in when you hadn't seen three of these movies?
Because I know a lot of, like, I glean a lot of shit.
You're a real trivia player. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Like, you just like look a bunch of shit up and you know it.
Okay, if it's categories I like, I look a bunch of shit up and I know it. If it's flags of the world, you could like, I could study them for hours and I would be like, I don't know.
All right, Sarah, unsurprisingly to those that know you, 10 for 10 so far. And now you have a choice to make. You have all the keys in the world and musicals and 90s Nickelodeon stand before you.
All right. My guess is if I have all the keys, I should, if I lose it on like a four key question, I have a lot of opportunities to build back up to that. So we're going to do 90s Nick for four keys.
All right. In this category, Sarah is going to be given supporting character names from a 90s Nickelodeon show. She will try to identify what show we're talking about. Here are your characters in the hypothetically hardest clue. Winslow, Rancid, Shriek, Cliff, and Lube.
You said Lube.
I did say Lube.
Winslow, Rancid, Shriek, Cliff, and Lube? Oh, I don't know this one. The 90s, I was hoping by 90s is hard because like there was clearly my era where I watched Nickelodeon and then it was like, and Lube. I don't know. I'm probably going to lose my keys on this, but based on Rancid and Lube, that's so weird. I'm just going to say Real Monsters and take the L on this one.
Unfortunately, you will have to take the L on this one. No Blue Buzzard, No Three-Eyed Frog.
Alone in the World with a Little Cat Dog. Oh, that is a great theme song.
This is Cat Dog. That is correct.
Oh, that is such a good theme song. You're right.
Rancid the Rabbit. Winslow's the Mouse. Cliff and Lube are the bullies in leather.
Oh, yeah. I was assuming based on the names, it was probably not like a live action one because people were less likely to be named that.
If it helps you, none of these are live action in this particular category.
Okay, that is actually very useful.
Yes, I did not do any live action. I thought about doing Clarissa, whatever.
Yeah.
But no, there's no live action here. Anyway, Sarah, unfortunately, I do have to take your keys courtesy of Cat Dog. But damn, you have plenty of places to play. Where would you like to go next?
Let's go to the unlocked 90s Nick one.
We're going to run it back and see how we do with the easier version of these clues. Here's your unlocked clue. Susie, Angelica, Dee Dee, Stu, and Lou.
Oh, that's Rugrats.
Yeah, that's an unlocked question if there ever was one.
I feel like Angelica and her mom become like especially her mom become like feminist icons later in life when you're like, they seemed annoying, but she was really like, my daughter needs to be the best. And then like Phil and Lil's mom, who was clearly, I don't know, you know.
I think so. I wasn't allowed to watch the Rugrats growing up. My mom said they had bad grammar and she didn't let me watch it.
Yeah, because they were talking babies.
Yeah, because duh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to your point, I agree. I think the Rugrats had a lot to say that maybe as kids we did not understand. In any case, you have a key again, Sarah.
All right, let's go to one key for 90s Nick.
Your one key clue is this. Debbie, Marianne, Donnie, Darwin, and Nigel.
Oh, these are the Wild Thornberries.
Yeah. Smashing.
That's a Tim Curry right there. And Flea was Donnie.
We had no idea that there were huge names in these cartoons we watched.
No, I think because that was coming up at the age where I could start to recognize some of those names. Like, I feel like that one hit maybe when I was like late elementary or early middle school.
Fair enough. Well, Wild Thornberries is correct, Sarah, and you're rolling right now back through the 90s.
I think Eliza was Lacey Chabert. I don't know how to say it.
Chabert sounds cooler.
Yeah. Let's do two keys for that one.
All right. Keeping it rolling here. Your two key clue is this. Gerald, Helga, Phoebe, Harold, and Sid.
Hey, Arnold.
Hey, football head. That is correct. What name did it for you out of curiosity?
Gerald, because he was the mouth breather. Like, I was like, I think he was the mouth breather kid. But hey, but Helga, like, you know.
Helga was my name. That would have done it for me. All right, Sarah, we are cooking now.
Okay, let's do three keys there, because if I lose it, I have a lot of opportunities to buy back into the other one.
Let's see if we're going to win the rubber match in 90s, Nick, but let's see if we win it 4-1. Your three key clue is this. Tree flower, Truckee, Bing, Daggert, and Norbert.
Oh, these are the Angry Beavers, which I cannot believe they named a kid's show The Angry Beavers.
I'm pissed that you got that fast. I'm not
going
to lie.
The problem is both Daggett and Norbert are like the two main characters.
You've got four keys again.
I'm going to go to four keys for musical geography and work my way down.
We're going to see how this goes for us. In this category, I'm going to give Sarah a lyric from a musical that says a location in the lyric. And she will try to identify which musical that lyric is from. The hypothetically hardest clue in this category is this. In a bar once, I met this guy, Dewey. And he bought me like 14 beers. And he told me that he was from Ireland. So I lived with him 10 years.
Oh, God. I don't think I've ever heard these lyrics before. It sounds like something from a Billy Joel song. At first, I was like, is it Moving Out, the musical, which is just a jukebox musical for Billy Joel?
That made me laugh. I'm not going to lie.
It's like the rejected verse of Piano Man.
I'm willing to sing all of these except one.
Sure.
After the fact. Not now.
I don't know. All I know is that there's a guy named Dewey in School of Rock, so I'm just saying School of Rock.
It's a good guess for that reason. It is unfortunately not the correct guess. This is from Paulette's Big Moment.
And
Legally Blonde.
Okay. I've actually never seen that one live.
Sarah, unfortunately, I do have to take your keys. Legally Blonde has litigated you, and you have no keys left, but you have plenty of room to work. And I am not the least bit concerned that you're going to get to all your questions.
I'm going to save the unlocked question because I feel like I've been doing pretty good at those. So I would rather take my chance at bonus keys right now.
Okay.
Let's go with Who in the World.
Who in the World? I'm looking for a stage name. Here is your question. Born Brian Warner in 1969, what American musician gets their stage name by combining the name of an actress and a charismatic leader?
I didn't realize he was that old. This is Marilyn Manson.
It absolutely is Marilyn Manson.
Disgusting creep, Marilyn Manson.
That is correct. Sarah, you got a key now. So you
do
have choices.
Let's go to one key then.
For musicals and geography?
Musicals and geography, yeah.
All right. Bouncing back to musicals geography for one key, your clue is this. Her name is Alberta. She lives in Vancouver. She cooks like my mother and sucks like a Hoover. I email her every single day just to make sure that everything's okay.
I don't know, but I like whatever this is. Again, if it's a musical I know, I also... even for songs I know, I am very bad at songs by lyrics. If I can't get the melody, it's really difficult for me. So this, I don't know. Email is like clearly pointing. It has to be after a certain time. Oh, God. Yeah, I am really bad at songs by lyrics unless it's something I know dead on. I actually don't think I know this one. I'm going to have to pass and go back to earning keys the old-fashioned way.
This is Avenue Q.
Shit, again, it's stuff I know most of the soundtrack of, but not all of it.
That is My Girlfriend Who Lives in Canada from Avenue Q.
I don't know that song as much.
Oh, you got to go listen to it. It is funny as hell. Sarah, no keys, but you have an unlocked question and a lot of bonus keys, and I like your strategy here so far. What do you want to do?
Before and after. I like those.
Me too, as is well documented on this show. Here is your before and after clue. A video game console released in 2017 that recently released a sequel console, plus a pocket knife with a sliding or pivoting blade contained in the handle.
Is it just as simple? I don't know if this is right because you used the word, but I was going to say Nintendo Switchblade knife or something like that.
Yeah, I'm looking for Nintendo Switchblade. That's correct.
Okay, because it said blade in it and I was like, oh no.
Did I actually say blade?
Yes, you said blade in there. That's why I was like, oh shit.
Oh, I did. Shit. You're right. I actually thought to myself, don't do that. Whatever.
I threw knife in there as just in case because you said blade, you're looking for knife.
You got your key back, but it's not enough to get back to your expert category. You have one key in your pocket now. Where to next?
I'm saving unlocked, and if I get two keys now but get the two keys wrong, then I have to get all three bonus keys, whereas I'm more confident I can get unlocked. Although, as we said, we've seen, I'm bad at songs from lyrics, so who don't know. Did you tell me what Stormy Trivia was, or are you leaving that
something
a secret?
I think you should know.
Let's do Stormy Trivia then to see if I can get two keys.
All right, Stormy Trivia, here it is. What TV show that has been airing on NBC since 2012 shares its name with a professional sports team?
Is this Chicago Fire?
Yes, it is, Sarah. It's Chicago Fire.
I was like, oh no. It's like Chicago Sky?
That is both a fair trivia question, and can you please provide context for why that's funny?
Oh my God, because going back to when I was on the floor, this category is Chicago. And luckily, it was me and a guy from also the New York City area. And it's everything Chicago, and we're not doing well, which is fine. I don't say I won that round rather than I didn't lose it, but the fucking Chicago Fire comes up where they blurred the name out, and all I go is, I don't know, Chicago Vice, pass. I probably could have stayed there and just named lots of 911s and fire and cops all over, but I was like, it will just eat less time if I just pass and try to get another one.
Well, clearly Sarah is not a Chicago Fire soccer club fan. But you get this right, and you have two keys now.
Then I'm going to go to the two key question.
Let's find out what's behind our two key musicals geography clue. It is this. Just got word that our buddies is hurting, facing total disaster for certain. That's our cue, boys. It's time to go slumming. Hey, Manhattan, the cavalry's coming. Have no fear, Brooklyn's here.
Oh, God, I don't know. I mean, my best guess is just going to be West Side Story.
It is a good guess, but it is not this musical, unfortunately. Brooklyn's Here is from Newsies.
Oh, I have not seen that, so I don't feel that bad on this one.
Oh, Sarah, what?
That one came out after I moved out of the New York region.
Fair enough. It's a good one. You gotta see it.
Oh, yeah, that
it.
One was like, I could sit here all day and I don't think I would have gotten it. I wasn't sure on West Side Story, but it was the best, like, gang fight. I didn't know there was a gang fight in Newsies.
More of a gang collaboration. Here's the situation. We've got an unlocked question in musicals. We've got two bonus keys and a three-key question in musicals. So to get back to your three-key question, you have to get every other one right. But it does not matter the order. Where do you want to go first?
Let's start with Unlocked so I can at least start on a high point, I hope. Although we've seen how bad I am at this.
You know what? Low-key, I think you're going to get this, but we'll see what happens. Right you are, sir. Would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can't hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them.
That one I know. That one's Sweeney Todd. I got that one.
Yeah, that is Sweeney Todd. And you have a key. And you're one third of the way to getting to all your questions.
Yeah, in my mind, I was like, there are two musicals that have songs about Santa Fe. This whole category.
Newsies was one of them.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? National Blank Day or Billboard Buster next?
I'm not very confident in either of those. I looked up... Let's go with National Blank Day. I looked that up briefly, but I don't think I'm going to know most of it because I literally just looked at the Wikipedia paragraph.
Well, as of today, today is National Ratification Day. Here is your question. The crucial ninth vote to ratify the U.S. Constitution was cast by what state that by state law must hold its primary at least 7 days immediately preceding the date on which any other state shall hold a similar election.
All right, is this New Hampshire?
Yes, it is, Sarah.
Okay, I was like, without that, I wouldn't have gotten it. I was like, I just know they make their primaries real early, and I didn't realize that has been a thing for a long time.
I was before them in many cases, but that is a caucus. So by state law, they still honor that the New Hampshire primary is first, and you have a Billboard Buster to get.
Oh,
and if
Lord.
You do, you'll get to every question on your board, Sarah. What recording studio starts with a V?
Vagrant Records.
Vagrant Records. That's right. And then I looked online and I was like, what the hell have they done? and I found a band that I knew a lot about, and so here is your question. Also known as Fleeing New York from 2002 to 2008, what band has been featured on video games such as Tony Hawk, MLB The Show, NHL, Need for Speed, Gran Turismo, and Guitar Hero?
I don't know. Okay. What was their original? Fleeing New York?
Fleeing New York.
Tony Hawk and a lot of other stuff. Tony Hawk is the only one I'm super familiar, and by super familiar with, Goldfinger's on that soundtrack. It's a ska song.
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit. No, I have no idea. This is after I stopped interning there.
I'm looking for Band of Skulls.
Oh, yeah. No, there was no problem. No way I was getting there.
Sarah, unfortunately, we're going to end today with 19 points. But 19 points is a really high score in lockdown
trivia. I'm happy with that.
Yes. Well done. Any shout-outs or comments you want to make right now?
I know. February is Black History Month, so I always say support Black-owned businesses for February. Especially small businesses. What's January? It's the new year. Hopefully it's starting out well. Make your New Year's resolution be to support more local businesses and causes that benefit people from minoritized or underrepresented or, you know, disadvantaged communities. I don't know. I feel like I want to start a new tagline where I'm like, and always, as always, fuck you, Joanne. I liked that using that as a category back in the day on Frenemy. And I was like, that sounds like a good sign off.
Fair enough. Hey, I agree. New Year, represent people that you want represented.
Yes.
So thank you, Sarah. You were a joy.
Oh, this was so much fun. I am, man, if I knew it was lyrics just are a hard time for me.
And now I know that. So when you come back on
it's
lockdown.
All physics song lyrics.
Hey, you got a perfect score in your physics category. That's all I'm saying.
Those were delightful.
Hey, next time you come on, I promise no lyrics. How about that?
Oh, that's fine. It's fair game. You could totally add lyrics. I just know it's like a weak spot for me.
Fair enough. All right. Sarah, we'll see you next time. And everybody, since it's relatively fresh, hey, happy New Year still.
Oh, I forgot to also plug Frenemy Trivia.
Oh, do it. No. Sorry. Hey,
everybody,
shout it out.
Everybody listen to Frenemy Trivia on the PTE Network because that's the show I'm on, and I can't believe I forgot to plug it.
Yeah, and don't listen to my first episode of Frenemy.
Well, hopefully by the time we get you on another one. Sign up.
I promise to be on another one by that time because holy shit. alcohol is a interesting thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, Sarah, we'll see you next time you're on lockdown.
See you next time.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming on. One of my favorite people in this trivia community. She is brilliant and joyful and was one of the best new friends I made at SporkleCon. So I was really happy to have her on, and I've been happy to do Frenemy with her as well. As she mentioned, make sure you check out Frenemy on the PTE Network. Sarah's on many of those episodes, and she's great. I do want to talk about that Vagrant Records question with Band of Skulls being the answer. When I looked up Vagrant Records, they were the second most successful band with them. And I was like, okay, well, that seems fair. But even though they had started with them and were working during the time that Sarah asked for, they were not Band of Skulls until after the time Sarah asked for. And that's when they got their success. So it was completely wrong of me to ask that question, given that what she asked for her expert music category was Vagrant Records until 2005. And that was not that. So I apologize to Sarah for that. She was a good sport, probably deserved a 20-point game. But that's what happened there. So be sure that if you are asking a question from a specific era, that the context you're giving on the question is not outside of that era. The person knows that era. So that was a learning moment for sure in that one. And as music is a huge part of most pub trivia, an important lesson perhaps to avoid that mistake in the future. Our bonus question from this episode is actually a clue. It is from our musicals geography category. It is the three key clue. And here it is. All you have to do is name the musical that this quote comes from. In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly happen. How kind of you to let me come. Now, once again, where does it rain? While you're thinking of that, I want to thank Sarah one more time for being on and invite you to sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia. Those that have signed up for season 5 will be getting reached out to soon. I appreciate you guys' support and the patience. A lot of folks signed up for this. It's a good problem to have, and we're going to get you all on as soon as we can. Also, please, if you're able, remember that you can always tip with the Cash App and Venmo in the description of each episode. I will use that to fund coffee that is needed to write all these questions. The correct answer to our bonus clue of this episode is My Fair Lady. New episodes every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. In the meantime, I cannot wait to continue to write, continue to learn, and continue to unlock your brains one key at a time. So, I'm happy I met you before we did this.
Oh my
That's
God,
what I wanted
yeah.
to say. I felt like it helped me write the game a little bit better.
Better isn't harder?
No, I think that it was definitely more a Sarah Calore game than it was a random person from California
okay.
game. I think that you'll like it quite a bit. And also, I just think you're a joy. I'm already recording, so I do want to say, like, when I posted in Discord saying, hey, everybody, I'm here, you were the person that said, yeah, sure, I'll show up at this random bar in Millennium Park and meet you. So
yeah,
thank you for that.
Public, it's great.
Yeah, right. I wasn't a threat there.
I've done far dumber things going to conferences by myself.